I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. The Southeast Alaska Land Trust not only puts land into trust to protect it, but also takes on a stewardship role. Jordan Tangwe is the stewardship coordinator for SEAL, Southeast Alaska Land Trust, and she is here to tell us about some of their current projects. Hi, Jordan.
Hi there. Thanks for having me today.
Thanks for being here. Jordan, would you please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do at Southeast Alaska Land Trust?
Yeah, I'd love to. So the Southeast Alaska Land Trust is a Juneau-based nonprofit dedicated to land conservation throughout Southeast Alaska. We were created in 1995 with the help of several real strong pillars in the community. And our mission is to collaborate with communities, individuals, organizations throughout Southeast to help ensure that highly valued habitat, recreation, open space, and cultural and historic areas continue to thrive for the well-being of each generation. And I have the privilege of being the stewardship coordinator, which means that I'm responsible for managing SEALT's 41 conservation properties across Southeast Alaska, from the Jensen Olsen Arboretum, which many of you might know, to places in Excursion Inlet and Sitka and Haines, which comprises almost 3,700 acres of land. So once a year, I go on the ground and support land projects and communicate with landowners.
A big job, but sounds like a real interesting one.
For sure.
So today you wanted to talk about the project involving a pond leveler, aka a beaver deceiver. And I love how your organization has chosen to work with the wildlife instead of simply eradicating it. And I'm excited to hear more about it. But first, let's start with a little geography. Can you remind us where Strawberry Creek and the very, very, very wetlands are located?
Yes. So the Strawberry Creek is located out the road in Juneau, around 25, 26 mile. It's right next to Windfall Lake Trailhead or the Herbert River Road, which leads to Boy Scout Beach. And the very, very, very wetlands, named for its populous bears and berries on the property. It's a beautiful wetland area, and the Strawberry Creek runs right through it.
The berry wetlands became a conserved area not too long ago. Would you mind telling us the story there?
It's a really great story, actually. So in 2018, SEAL Trust was approached by two individuals, Christy Allen and David Waters, about this parcel of land out the road. And Christy's father was really just a lover of that area and the land, and she wanted to see it protected in the future. And so we worked with them, and they were able to give us a generous donation, as well as other donations from Marge and Ed Heiser, who were strong pillars and folks in the Juneau community in the past. And we ended up purchasing this 70.5 acre parcel in 2019.
That's great. And on a side note, David Waters is an employee of KTOO Public Media here, and I'm not surprised at all to hear that he would be a part of something like that. That's very in character for him. So let's talk about the pond leveler, a.k.a. the beaver deceiver. What is a beaver deceiver, and what's going on with the one at Strawberry Creek?
So the story behind this, when we purchased the property in 2019, there was some historical sign of beavers, but there was no large beaver dam, and there was just a beautiful creek running through. Shortly after that, we noticed a beaver dam was being created, and our water levels on the property on Strawberry Creek were increasing. And it was, it's been a little bit of a concern for some of the adjacent neighbors who see these water levels rise, especially with our southeast rains and snows. It's easy for a bunch of rain to drop and then for creek levels to rise. So we wanted to take action in a way that would support both the beavers and the neighbors. So a pond leveler, or aka beaver deceiver, is the funny way to put it, but it's essentially a pipe, a big plastic pipe that goes through a beaver dam. So beavers have a lodge where they live, and they feel protected when there's water around their lodge. So they build these big dams to help increase the water, to help make them feel more secure and comfortable. And so this pond leveler allows the pond to still be in place, but can lower the water just enough so that it doesn't affect our homes and people. So it's a pipe that goes through the dam, and we set it at a specific level that allows the water to decrease, but the beavers to remain. There's a big cage. So if you can imagine this 40-foot piece of pipe that you'd find in a ditch right outside your house, and there's a big metal cage on one side that prevents the beavers from going and plugging up the pipe. And the water runs through the cage, down the pipe, through the dam and out the other side, but there's very little damage to the dam. And it also allows for fish to pass through and go up this pipe as well, but it's a way to allow both humans and beavers to interact. So we installed one of these previously, and now we are realizing that the stream is changing. Water levels are fluctuating based on weather events, and the beavers are ecosystem engineers, you can call them. Some native communities actually call them little people because they're just so smart in engineering these dams. And so we are finding that there's not enough water passing through these big pipes to allow the upstream neighbors to feel comfortable when it does rain. So we need to go out there and do a little more maintenance on them. So that's going to require setting them lower in the dam and to allow more water to run through them, especially when we get some heavy fall rains. And then in the springtime, when the snow starts to melt from the mountains, there's a lot of water running down, and we want to be prepared for that.
So I mentioned before, it sounded like you had a pretty fun job. And if anyone wants to get a taste of doing what you do, your organization actually needs some help from the community to finish this project, to winterize it, basically, to reposition the pipe, the beaver deceiver, a little bit lower in the dam. So that's happening this Saturday. Do you want to tell our listeners how they can participate and what they can expect?
For sure. So this weekend, Saturday morning around 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. is the block where we're going to be out at this property. If you are willing to put in a couple hours, what it'll look like is it's a little wet out there. It is a wetland, hence the name. And we will be working in a creek slash pond. So if you have your extra tufts or a pair of waders lying around and a couple spare hands, we would love your help to help prepare the dam to put those pipes lower in it. And to get that pond leveler working efficiently. We're also going to need people to help build a cage with wire mesh. So we're going to be using different tools, wire cutters, shovels, rakes, loppers. And it's sure to be a fun time for sure. But if you have a couple hours of manpower to give in, you can certainly contact the Southeast Alaska Land Trust office, which is at 586-3100, or you can certainly email me, which is jordan@sealt.org.
Excellent. And there's more information about this event. There's a Facebook event page for it, so folks can go on and just see or read about anything that you just mentioned. And they can share it. If they can't participate, they can at least share the event and spread the word and maybe get a couple of more volunteers who are interested to come on down. That's great. That's some news you can use. Thank you for sharing that information about the conserved area, the very berry wetlands and Strawberry Creek, the Beaver Deceiver, and all the work that you guys have done and are planning to do to just keep that area nice and natural and welcoming to people and beavers. So I really appreciate that, Jordan.
Yeah, thank you so much. And of course, we are growing land trusts and we have lots of projects coming up. And we always love the help and different ideas. So, yeah, if anyone is interested, take a peek over at our Facebook page, our Instagram page. We'd love to connect with you in any way.
Well, thanks so much for being here. Is there anything else you'd like to share before we say goodbye today?
I think that is all. Yeah, again, go ahead over to our website, social medias, and check us out. And please feel free to shoot me an email or connect.
Great. And if you're curious about what this kind of work does look like in action or thinking about joining the effort this weekend, there's a 2019 video on our website at ktoo.org titled Meet Juno's Beaver Patrol. And it's got not in the area that you guys will be working, Jordan, but in a different area. They've got some footage of some folks working on a beaver deceiver out there, too. So that was pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, and we've worked with them before over at Beaver Patrol, and they're great, and they have a lot of awesome ideas. And yeah, for sure, go check it out.
Thanks so much for being here with us today, Jordan, and have a great time this weekend.
Thanks.
Up next, why now is not the time to let your guard down when it comes to COVID. Our next guest will talk about the growing number of cases in Juneau and their impact on the community.